The poet laureate Andrew Motion says that students' lack of knowledge of classical mythology and biblical stories makes teaching English literature increasingly difficult. He believes that undergraduates should have crash courses in the subjects to equip them with the necessary tools to understand texts like Milton's Paradise Lost. Well, Dr. Dimitra Femi is a lecturer in English Lit at Cardiff University. I asked her if she found herself having to teach the myths themselves before embarking on the set texts.
That's absolutely what is happening. You have to stop, have a bit parenthesis, tell them of a myth. And obviously that's a bit of a problem because you usually have, you know, time constraints there and you're going to, you know, really condense it and not give it, you know, the best treatment possible. You're going to sketch out the myth and hope that, you know, this will give them enough background to understand the allusions or, you know, how the author's played with the material.
Would you say it's important to have a basic knowledge of the stories in the Bible, the stories in classical mythology, even if you're not planning to go to university and study English literature? Is there a value to knowing what they are anyway?
I think so too, because, yeah, definitely, because you go to a museum and you see an absolutely stunning painting of, I don't know, the rape of Persephone or Venus coming out of the sea. And again, this, you know, having the knowledge of the story, again, will give you a different perspective of how an artist has taken a theme that is well known and given it, you know, his own kind of interpretation. So it's the visual culture as well that is very much kind of influenced by the classics. And at the same time, you know, as I said, it's also modern poetry, modern novels that are drawing on these stories, fantasy, which is a very popular genre. Again, you'll gain much more just in your everyday reading by knowing these stories. You don't have to be a student, you know, an academic student of English to need it.
So you could turn on the television and, I don't know, watch The X-Files or something and they could be referring back to one of these myths?
Absolutely. Well, there was an X-Files episode called the Postmodern Prometheus. Now, if you know that the modern Prometheus is Frankenstein, which is by Mary Shelley, and actually, by many people, this is the beginning of the science fiction genre, but it comes out of the Romantic Age. But actually, Mary Shelley is playing with all sorts of ideas around the figure of Prometheus, who is a classical, well, not god quite, he's a titan. But, you know, there's layers and layers of cultural material that you're going to lose. Even by watching, you know, The X-Files today, having all of this background will help you appreciate it in a different way.
And in terms of a wider cultural understanding of the society in which we live, the views that we have on things, how we regard marriage, the relationship between the sexes, all of that, the myths kind of encourage you to unpick all of that a little bit, don't they, and see where we get the attitudes that we inherit from.
Absolutely. I mean, in a recent programme, Mary Beard, who's a very renowned classicist at Cambridge, she was saying that actually we shouldn't think of myth as the story, the narrative. We should think of it as a process. It's to myth as a verb, because the myths, actually what they do is they make you think of different ideas and different notions in a slightly different way. Like, for example, the story of Demeter and Persephone. What is the relationship between a woman and her daughter? What was their relationship in the classical Greek world? What is it today? How do poets use this kind of theme in a different way today? Again, you know, myths actually make you think about nature, about human relationships in a different way. It's a process of thinking, really.
And they're good stories as well, aren't they? Obviously, not all of them suitable for children, but some of them you can just tantalise a child. Well, there I am using a word even that goes back to the myths, but you can tantalise children with some of these stories that get their attention and make them want to look into these things a bit deeper when they're older.
That is right. And that's why I referred to Antigone before. Antigone is such a great story about a woman who goes against the establishment, against the king, for her family. You know, this is a really, really evocative story. That it was evocative back then, it is evocative today, and it's one of those stories that has been used for political reasons as well. A lot, you know, that there's plays about the Antigone in South Africa, for example, that exploit the political situation there. And this is a play that could very, you know, easily be taught at school, and that people will, you know, students should be able to sympathise with the characters and understand the tragic hero in the sense of somebody who has to make difficult decisions. My family or the law? What am I going to go with? These are things that we still have to think about sometimes. They're still relevant today.
That was Dr. Dimitra Femi, who's a lecturer in English literature at Cardiff University. It's 4:45 now.